A night for tomorrow night as well. We're all going out tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we doing? Do we know?
No.
No idea.
Hang on, are you out?
Yeah, I'm out.
You made a face.
No, David's saying, do we know what we're doing?
You haven't asked her indoors, have you, for permission yet?
What? Yes, I have.
Have you? And what's she
said? I haven't asked for permission, by the way. I've just told her I'm going out. I am.
Did you ask her? I'm going out.
Yeah, I'm going out Wednesday. Is that all right?
Mm.
No, I mean, I'm going out.
You do whatever you want as long as she says so.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair, Dominic does whatever she lets him do.
Yeah, it's true. No, whatever I want to do.
That's right.
That's what you said.
Sure.
I don't know what we're going to do for a night. Tina and I were having a chat about it. Tina and I are quite up for just going for something to eat and a few drinks.
I'm up for that as well.
Yeah, I think so.
As opposed to what?
We don't have to have an
karaoke
event.
Going clubbing.
Or an event or, you know, going go-karting or something.
Which Alid is keen on because...
Yeah, he doesn't want to spend time sat next to
that's the thing, Alid.
And it's a theme thing so that he doesn't have to sit and talk to
us. It's not so allowed to talk. It's my attention span is so short. That's it.
Mm.
That's all it is. Nothing to do with talking to people.
Ooh, hit a nerve there.
Well, because we had this conversation off air on Friday.
Yeah,
well.
We did.
And everyone was like, you don't really want to talk to us. It's not that.
I wasn't involved in that.
You were... doing something this size.
Not listening. Was it during the morning meeting?
Yeah.
I zone out.
Really do.
I zone out. I'm so bored.
Are you listening? No.
It's either being anchor.
No.
Are you paying attention, Ron?
No.
Well, why don't we just do that then?
Yeah.
Let's go for a big curry or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or a little curry.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a big one. I mean, it'll be for me, obviously.
Curry night sounds good.
Yeah, we haven't had a curry for ages.
Yeah.
Would you be all right with that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, you have to talk to us.
I don't mind talking to you.
Right, okay.
It's when there's one drink in front of you and it's got to last like 3 hours. I struggle.
Yeah.
But go to the bar, you cheap get!
If there's food or something, that'd be brilliant.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why would you ever have a situation where you had to make one drink last for 3 hours?
Well, you know, it's not about me.
When you go for a drink with Dominic and they're playing that, who's going to go to the bar next game?
That's not true.
Yeah.
Is that true? Really, do you think?
Him and Warrington John glued to the seats.
That's not true. I'm first in always.
Nursing a dribble.
Your work's done. I like getting the first round in.
No, Dave always gets the first round in. Dave will fight people to get that first round in, so then he can just sit back and relax for the next 6 and watch
it all come back to me.
It's a good policy, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
All right, well, we'll work it out. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Curry sounds good.
Anybody want to come with us? 8199, text in, say me, please.
But you can't.
What? But you can't. Yeah,
but you can't.
Pointed out.
Digital FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
You can text in if you want to.
What
you
there?
I don't want you there, to be
but
honest.
You can't.
It's bad
you
enough
can't.
Having to speak to the boys without you coming as well. Bloody listeners.
Alan doesn't want to mix with civilians.
Yeah, you've gone much more Welsh, by the way, Alan.
Have you never spent money thinking they might be able to come? I thought I pointed out you can't.
But
you
can't.
It's all kind of changed the other way around. Remember me? I used to kind of go, I don't get the tube. I ain't getting on no muggle wagon and hanging out with the normos. And now I've got an Oyster card in my back pocket. And Alan's going, I don't want to speak to the listeners.
Yeah.
It's because it's the other way around.
But you can't come because we haven't invited you.
You're not allowed. And if you find out where we are and you turn up, I'm just going to ignore you. Debbie in Glasgow's texting, saying me, please.
Oh, Alan. But you can't.
Andrew from Peterborough.
But you can't.
Right. Lear and Lincoln.
But you can't.
Right, okay.
You should get people to ring up, Alan. You should just say that down the phone.
Yeah, but you can't.
We record a load of them.
Can
I? Yeah. I'd like to come for a curry with you.
But you can't.
Next.
Hi, Alan. I love your show. I listen to you guys every day. I'd love to just hang out with you, but you can't.
But you can't.
Next. Get back to your life and leave us alone. We're celebrities, you know.
That's not what I was saying. I was just saying don't waste your money. Yeah?
Don't waste your money. That's right. I'm not paying for you. You'd have to pay for yourself. And actually, you can't because I don't want you there. Thank you.
Can we get that cliff out?
Oh.
Are you all right for the news?
I think so.
Do you want me to restart the news jingle?
I'm good. Okay. Hours, but plenty of dry spells in between them. 7:38 now.
All right, thank you very much there, Dominic Byrne. Is that how you say your name?
Yes, it is, yeah.
It's the playbus!
Oh, look, Dave, it's the playbus.
But where does it go?
Where does it stop?
Where does it stop?
Well, what you do is, Dave, you see...
Watch from Silas the Lollipop.
Chris is my fiancé's 30th birthday today. We'd like to come with you when you go out to boozing tomorrow.
But you can't.
Well, so Lisa and Reading. Mandy in Kent.
But you can't.
Chris, I'd love to meet the team, says Hayley.
But you can't.
Right. Oh, hang on. Where's the bus stop going to stop?
Stop. It's stop.
Oh, what to you, Whippy. Ah, I want to get off at the White Bird stop.
But you can't.
Okay. Mark is only 13. Love to come out with us tomorrow.
But you can't.
Right. Scott in Norwich wants to come out tomorrow.
But you can't.
All right, Alan. Matt from Wiltshire says...
But you can't.
Yeah. And Simon from Maidstone.
But you can't.
Mel in Peterborough.
But you can't.
And Pauline in Winsford would like to come see us tomorrow.
But you can't.
There you go.
It's really theatrical, Al.
It is. One of my favourite things.
It's very definite. No. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Negatory.
I tell you what, I'd like to play the new song from...
But you can't.
Right, okay, fair enough. All right. What are you saying? Do you know what? I don't have the gym today, which is brilliant. I don't have to go because it feels like a Monday, and I'm like, that's always a bad thing. But I should really train at home today. But I'm thinking, do I just go home? And I'd like to just not train today.
But you can't.
Yeah, all right. Jeez. And then tomorrow, I'd like to cancel the gym.
But you can't.
But I can't.
It's quite right.
You know, I wish I could fly right up to the sky.
But you can't.
I can.
But you can't.
I can.
It's like Shakespearean or something.
But you can't.
But you can't.
But you can't.
But you can't.
People are very interested to hear the news about David Hay's sister.
Yeah. Again, apologies to
Faye Hay.
No, Faye. It's Faye.
Faye's Hay. She's sitting there going, hey, I'm on radio. It's been about that thing, all that business with me, yeah, but at least I'm on Chris Moore's show. Oh, Dominic's going to read my name out. Here we go. Faye's Hay.
Because Faye's hair is quite difficult to...
You'd like to say her name properly.
But you can't.
That's quite right, Alan.
Lines are closed.
Oh, no. Lines are closed for Celebrity Raspberry. Lines are closed. Sorry about that. If you would like to phone up for Celebrity Raspberry, and you're thinking you're going to phone up now...
But you can't.
But you can't.
Celebrity Raspberry. But you can't.
Thank you. It is 7:41...